I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to Macquarie's National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The dairy industry's mandatory code of conduct will be enforced by a new committee to be set up by the ACCC. To find out what it means for those impacted on the land, I caught up with United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Paul Mumford.
Essentially, we really welcome that the Minister has been very prompt and recognised where the industry's been and going. So we're welcoming the announcements. There are some really good aspects to this that if there's any concerns from dairy farmers, they've got the right to actually go to some body with their concerns.
So the formation of this body comes, I guess, at a pretty good time, considering the mandatory code of conduct slowly being implemented. What role do you think the committee will have in ensuring that that is done in a fair way?
Well, they've got to look at all aspects. So the mandatory code will set some groundwork around the terms and conditions that farmers and processors act with each other. This will set up, clear guidelines for the ACCC and essentially the dairy ombudsman. So I think there's still a whole lot of work to be finalised before we can really understand what role they will have. But we've got to make sure that, it's really fit for purpose, and every dairy farmer, no matter what size, has the ability to make any claims to this new role.
So, do you think that the ACCC will have enough power with this committee to ensure fairness across the sector and to clean up some of the issues?
We hope so. Yes, and this is one of the issues that we have concerns about. That we need to make sure that it is strong enough that that it can represent all farmers, no matter how big or small their concern is. Even one small milk fat of 4,000 litres may not fit within the consultative committee's terms of enacting a case. We've got to make sure that it is, that every farmer is addressed equally, no matter what size.
And another pleasing thing coming on top of this announcement is $8.1 million for the entirety of the agriculture unit. What are the dairy industry's expectations and dairy farmers in Victoria of how that money can be spent to the benefit of the sector?
Well, we've really got to look at a holistic approach about the dairy industry. It's not just one singular thing that we think the money should be drafted into. Now, we still have to do a little bit of background work on finding out what the minister plans to set up around these funds, but we want to make sure that it's really fit for purpose and covers all aspects of the actual agriculture unit. For a little bit more information there.
That's United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Paul Mumford there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.